The very first. Back we go in time for a story of another famous or not so famous first. Today's episode, what it was football. There were 25 players on each side. There were no officials or referees. Running with the ball was against the rules, as was passing it. The only way a team could score was by grabbing a kicked ball over the goal line in midair or kicking a field goal, both of which were worth 1 point. The field was huge, 120 yards long and 75 yards wide. Neither team wore helmets, pads, or uniforms. There was no time limit. The adversaries simply played until one team got to 6 points. It took place on November 6, 1869, in New Brunswick, New Jersey, before an audience of about 100 excited fans. And what it was Princeton and Rutgers playing the very first game of football. They used a soccer-style round ball, but the game resembled rugby. It was fiercely violent. In the 35 years that followed, annual deaths from football ranged from 10 to a high of 33 in 1905, when President Theodore Roosevelt announced that he'd ban the sport unless it was cleaned up. Only then did the game change from the free-for-all rugby style to a game of formations and controlled by referees. Oh yes, rugby triumphed in that first football game by the score of 6-4. And then the two teams met afterward for an evening of dining, drinking, and singing. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.